Now you get to all sit down again for a little bit. Okay, so what did you do yesterday afternoon? Your memories are going, the week is going on, you're getting old.
Oh yeah.
You don't have to wipe that.
Well, for the filming, some of us picked out the costumes and decided if we should clean up some of the areas where we're going to be filming.
So we started picking out costumes, and it sounds like we're getting really close to actually filming. We did some trust falls over on the challenge course.
We did the Treasure Island thing.
The Treasure Island on the challenge course? Eleanor this time, and then we'll get to you, Emily.
We ran from thunder.
You what?
We ran from thunder.
We ran from thunder?
Yes.
Did we actually run, or did we just move away from the thunder?
We walked away
from the thunder, thank you. I feel better about that. During Christian Ed, though.
We started filming some shots to see how it was going to work out.
So you were with a group that was getting ready to look at how to set the camera up for shots?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting close to filming our movie, aren't we? You had to make a bridge with ropes. Is that the Treasure Island one?
Yeah.
Yes. That sounds like it was very difficult.
No.
Not really? Different people found it different kinds of difficult?
I like.
It was sort of fun? Good. You hung out with me. What did we do? We started working on the script from the movie. What else did we talk about yesterday? Sorry. What did we talk about in chapel yesterday? Jazzy.
About trusting the Lord.
About trusting the Lord. Why do we trust God? Somebody.
Because if you don't, you might get swallowed by a big fish.
Why were we talking about big fish yesterday? Chrissy. Oh.
Mary,
sorry. Because we talked about Jonah yesterday. What else did we talk about in chapel yesterday? Okay, Chrissy, this time.
The demons went into the pigs and drowned.
I do always love that story.
To trust God.
Why do we trust God?
Because God loves us.
Okay, although next time we have to raise our hands.
We hope.
We trust. We have faith that God loves us. Okay, so what were our morning? Okay, Emily.
How easily somebody can get sent down if it's simple, you just don't help anyone.
How important it is to help people, and how easy it can be not to help people. Yeah. What was our first story? People remember that one? It's short. It's a little complicated sometimes. Sophie has her hand up. Okay, Sophie?
Something about feeding Jewish people, and they had seven guys that were full of spirit who figured out the food problem.
We had a food problem. How many of you think that food problems are really important problems? So apparently there are some of you we cannot feed for lunch. Counselors are taking, so how many of you think that food problems are really important? That's fact. So food problems are, so this is early in the church when you could fit most of them into a building, maybe the size of the lodge or a little bit bigger. And the problem they had was that when they did that, they hadn't quite figured out how to get all of the tables through the buffet line, sort of. So not everyone was getting enough food. And they sat down sort of with their staff and they said, this is a problem. How do we solve it? And they came up with sort of a KP system. And they said, we need people who are in charge of making sure everyone gets food. And they had a fancy word for it. And we still have this word. How many of your churches have a deacon?
Yeah, we have deacons.
This is where we got deacons. This is the first deacons. And they're in charge of something very important in the church. feeding people and helping make sure the church remembers to take care of the poor and the needy. And that's the story. Who was it? I need a name, guys. What?
Philip.
Matt. Matt Red.
Yeah.
This is the calling of the deacons, where the church begins to remember that we need people to help us remember to take care of the poor and the needy among us. Does that sound like a really important job? Does that sound like it's something that's really easy to forget? Yeah.
What book is the first reading in?
It was in Acts. Yeah. It's from the book of Acts. The Acts of the Apostles. So that's the first reading. And then the second reading, some of you are really familiar with that reading. How many of you are really familiar with that reading?
Which one?
The second reading, the gospel. How many of you are getting a little tired of it, maybe?
Yeah.
It's okay. You can admit it. You've heard it a lot this week, some of you, because that's what we're doing our movie off of, right?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Maybe.
That's a little disturbing there.
Maybe.
Maybe. So the second reading talks about two types of animals. What two types of animals?
I know. Sheep and goats.
Thank you for raising your hand. Sheep and goats. And the sheep are the
good ones.
The good ones, and the goats then are the
bad ones.
And what have the sheep done?
Good stuff.
They've been blessed by the Lord. Why have they been blessed by the Lord?
Because they helped the helpless.
They helped people. And that means the goats. What did the goats?
They didn't.
I'm looking for someone who raised their hand.
Yeah.
They didn't help people. So another way of talking about this reading is that the sheep were really good at being sort of deacon-like. They remembered that there are poor and needy people among us. And they saw them and they helped take care of them. Does that make sense to all of you?
Mm-hmm.
And that the goats forgot. Or they didn't have someone there to remind them. So today we're going to keep talking about this a lot. What's one word that would help sum all of this up? Who can think of one word? Nope. We had one word earlier. You had help. What's another way of saying help? Love is a good word. Charity is one way of thinking about it.
Caring.
S-O-S.
Grace.
Grace is a good word, especially because we're at church camp when we're talking about God.
Help.
What?
You said another way for saying help.
Yep.
Help.
Okay.
What?
No.
God. One way of thinking about this, though, is that we're serving other people. Does that make sense? KP. That's a good connection, because in KP, you're helping make sure everyone gets served.
Cleaning the bathrooms
is one way we help make sure everyone's taken care of.
Ooh, chapel.
So we're going to spend some time today, and in Christian Ed, talking about that. Are there any other questions or thoughts? Okay. Prayers of the people?
Oh, that's me.
Do you?